In today's Keeping It Real commentary, Cam Marston remembers the days long ago when he drove his kids to school and how the music he played for them is still with them today.
Back in the day, I drove my kids to school. It's not a long ride, maybe 15 minutes total. At their young ages, they didn't yet have a preference for the music of their generation. So I carefully picked the music. I felt that one of my jobs as a father was to instill in my children some basic good music, which they should know. And no better time than in their youth, with their impressionable minds, while they're helpless and hostage in the car. I also printed the lyrics so they would perhaps read along, or better yet, sing along. Being familiar with the song is one thing. Knowing it well enough to sing it is a different thing altogether. A couple of the kids would embrace it from time to time. Most of the time, though, the printed lyrics would come back at me, balled up and thrown. I had many copies of the lyrics ready, and the next day, we'd go through it again. Same routine. It's been a long time since I controlled the music while my kids were in the car. They gradually took over the radio or connected their phones to listen to their music. Like generations of parents before me, I was sure the world was going to hell based on the horrible sounds coming out of the car speakers. "My goodness, this is awful," I said nearly every morning. But something wonderful would happen from time to time. One of the kids would walk through the house daydreaming in a world all their own, quietly singing one of our morning songs, word for word. I'd not draw their attention to it, just keep it to myself, smiling. Or one would come home from a party and tell me how the other kids were amazed that she knew the words and could sing along to an old song. She was proud and surprised at the recognition she got. And from time to time, the kids will stand together today in the kitchen and remember those songs and loudly sing them together, word for word, smiling and laughing. Amarillo by Morning, Huey Smith's Rocking Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu, Rhinestone Cowboy, a bunch of them. Random good songs across genres. I had a birthday Wednesday. I've now bypassed the halfway point to 100. An increasing age too often makes me look back more than look forward. I clearly remember those mornings in the car, and am happy to know that the music I'd introduced to them lodged in their brains. They resented it at the time and literally threw it back at me. But it lodged, and I'm proud. Today, there's a lot of things they continue to push back on. Clean your room. Shake that man's hand again. Load the dishwasher. Start your laundry. They get tired of me pushing. But those songs they sing today that they're proud of knowing is my evidence that even in a house full of teenagers, my influence still matters. That maybe they're listening. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To learn more about Cam Marston and his research, visit generationalinsights.com.